the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And this is going to be our Midwestern region preview of the NCAA tournament. And Lundy, you know, I've made it. And you know when you've really landed on the map when a sportsbook decides, hey, Brad Evans, we want to create a Brad Evans odds boost special just for you. Just whatever is, you know, kicking around that can in your brain. Here is a suite of options. Pick three games that you like, and we're going to odds boost the sucker out of that. And DraftKings did it, baby! They stepped up to the plate. They knocked it out of the park. So you can wager on the Brad Evans special right now for Friday's slate of games and the three-pack of picks. And all I got to do is win straight up. Yeah, there's no spreads involved, nothing. It's just a money line. It's a three-leg money line parlay, essentially. Arkansas, North Carolina, San Diego State, which is in the Midwest region. We're going to be talking about that here in a minute. If all three score the W, survive, and advance onto the round of 32, it has been odds boosted from plus 260 to plus 315. So thank you kindly, DK Sportsbook.
There you go, Brad, getting a little bit of love. Look, I'm going to throw this out there as we get ready to do this Midwest region. I'm excited about your Brad Evans special, but I'm really in a bad mood, dude. I'm in a bad mood. Bad mood. I missed a massive hockey parlay last night by one freaking game. So it is possible. It is by one game, dude. It is possible that in the midst of today's podcast, I may go like audio postal on everybody.
Oh,
I just
goodness.
Want everybody to know. So what
shelter
I'm hoping,
your eardrums.
What I'm hoping, though, Brad, is that what can come of this is we will do the Nate Lundy special, which is that basically I make three picks and then DraftKings makes a special that are the exact opposite.
That would actually be kind of fun. I'm not going to lie to you. Like the reverse parlay play of the day. So yes. if you go 3-0 on it, you cash. If you go 0-3 on it, you cash something. Like yes. I wish one of these sportsbooks would do that. It's really hard to go over on a parlay. So just throw out a little suggestion there. We could call that the Lundy special.
That.
Yeah, I
would enjoy that. And no, folks, for those of you that do actually follow hockey, no, it was not me going against, in this particular parlay, the 9-0 game that took place yesterday in hockey. No, that was actually not the case. But, I'm just, you know, sometimes I like to set the table, Brad, and let everybody know Lundy's a little irritated today.
Yeah, a little bit of a poo-poo platter, I think, served up on that table for you as a result of what occurred yesterday. Look, if you want to get on the NHL, you want to get on the madness, you need to register right now, sign up, and drop some money into your DraftKings Sportsbook account. DK Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app and is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog, and if they win, you win $256. It's that simple. Turning $4 into $256 is 64-1 odds. Every dollar you bet can turn into $64. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the stunner. That's code FTN to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only. At DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's dive into this Midwest region preview with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's start off with a game. I think it's going to set basketball back roughly six decades. Rutgers versus Clemson. Lundy, break out the peach baskets. It's going to be a rock fight, maybe some four corners ball. Why even have a shot clock? Because this game is going to be hideous. I'm going to want to gouge my eyes out with a dull butter knife. But I am going to wager on it to try to raise the level of excitement. And I'm firing off a ticket on the Scarlet Knights. Yes, to get their first NCAA tournament win since I was a prepubescent. That was an eternity ago. So I'm going to lay the 1 point here on Rutgers. Clemson, 2-4 ATS in its last six contests. Now, both these teams are D-centric. Clemson, number 20 in the nation, just in offensive efficiency. Rutgers, number 18 in that category. The Tigers relish dropping in triples. 42.6% of their shots come from beyond the arc, but Rutgers really shackles the perimeter, giving up just 30.1% from outside. Have the Scarlet Knights in their last seven games. Got to keep Miles Johnson out of foul trouble. He can really rack up those whistles. Still one of the best rim protectors in college basketball. Nice soft touch around the basket, though. He lays a lot of bricks at the free throw line. You throw in Geo Baker. You throw in Young. You throw in Harper Jr. And if they're draining shots, whether from the mid-range or from outside, Rutgers with that constrictive D can really take the life out of the competition. I think they're going to render the Tigers into kittens in this one, Lundy. Give me the Scarlet Knights, the pride of the rack. Steve Pyko's club, -1. Fade or follow?
I will follow you with this one, and a little sneak preview. It could be one of the only times I follow you today. But I will tell you, I think the key is Junior. I think it's Ron Harper Jr. I think you got to see him come out. Obviously, in last week's contest against Illinois, he finished with 21. Game against Indiana back towards the end of the regular season, he also got up above the 20 mark. I think he's going to be a key for them, shooting from outside, trying to create and keep this offense rolling. You're right. Betting may be the way to make this game interesting, but I'm hoping to see Rutgers represent and take care of the Clemson Tigers.
Betting and tequila make it interesting with Rutgers and Clemson. It's the only way.
Number 4.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about the Pokes. One of the more popular picks, maybe to upset my University of Illinois Fighting Illini in this region. They take on the Liberty Flames, and I say don't play too close to that fire. I like Liberty plus the 7.5 here, Lundy. It's come down from an opening line of 8.5. Everybody and their great, 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 great grandmother, I think, is on Kate Cunningham and company. Why? Because of the sex appeal. Because of the future number one overall pick in the NBA draft. Yes, they're more than Kate Cunningham, Avery Anderson, Williams, the Boons, likely inside. They can really body up. But this Liberty team is one not to sleep too hard on. Number 4 in the country in effective field goal percentage offense. They're netting 38.8% from along the arc, shooting close to 57% inside of it, and close to 78% at the charity stripe. And more importantly, they are careful with the pumpkin in their hands, unlike Oklahoma State, in which they are careless when they have the basketball. A team that is number 313 in the nation in turnover percentage offense. And look, they can score inside. There's no doubt about it, but those turnovers can prove costly. And with Liberty's ability to shoot the three, really just shoot from all points on the floor, they're slow it down, grind it out in the half-court style. I scouted against Purdue in the non-conference slate. I was very impressed by this team. They roll through the A-Sun. And if Blake Preston can box out Boons and likely prevent a lot of those second-chance opportunities, Kate Cunningham go out there, mess around, get 35 points, and I still think Liberty cover. So give me the Flames plus 7.5. I already know where you're going. Fade the living daylights out of me, amigo.
I am going to fade you on this one. Look, what's interesting is you got to go all the way back to the end of 2020. Everybody remember 2020? Of course we do. And the last four times that Liberty was an underdog, they did manage to cover. However, I do think that this is a double-digit win by Oklahoma State. If Liberty does that frustrating slow it down defense, they may cause Oklahoma State a little bit of a headache, but I think the Cowboys can actually adjust to that as they go through the game, and I think they ultimately stretch it out, and I think it winds up being somewhere between 9 and 12 point victory for Oklahoma State. I am going to roll with the Fightin' Cunninghams.
I'm going to pass very kindly and politely on the Pokes.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to the 6-11 matchup in this number 1 region. Of course, hopefully going to be dominated, at least spearheaded by the University of Illinois Fighting Illini. But we're going to focus on San Diego State. The Aztecs going up against the Orange of Syracuse. Beheim eats his boogers and play zone. That's what we know about this Syracuse team. And I'm fading the living daylights out of Syracuse. We're lucky to be in the dance. I cannot believe that they avoided the first four. It's inexplicable and excusable to me. One of the more egregious acts committed by the selection committee, but I'm not bitter about that at all. What I do like is San Diego State's ability to soften that zone with Mitchell, Gomez, Shackle, they have the shooters to do it. Gomez and Shackle both shooting over 40% from way downtown. And Mitchell, very effective in the mid-range game. In fact, as a collective, they're above average in mid-range field goal percentage, according to Haslametrics.com. They also got Mensa on the glass, and he's going to be a key factor in this game because Syracuse is number 339 in the country in defensive rebounding percentage. So there's going to be a lot of second-chance opportunities here for San Diego State. Now, the Orange have yielded quite a bit of juice here offensively in their last seven games, number 12 in the country, and adjusted offensive efficiency, shooting 36.7% from beyond the arc. Buddy Boeheim has caught fire. Allen Griffin has been an excellent slasher to the 10, the Illinois transfer. But San Diego State is one of the best defensive teams in the country, number 11 in adjusted defensive efficiency. You pulled all together. I know a lot of people love the dog to Mountain West, but I think they're going to show that they are a league to reckon with in this game. I'm going to side with the Clem of the La Creme of that league. Give me San Diego State -2.5 against the Cues. Fade or follow.
Yes, Channel 4 News Team Unite. Yeah, I'm with you. This is one of the ones I will follow you on. 14-game winning streak for San Diego State, and courtesy of our friends at CBS, Brad, here's a fun one. The Aztecs are also 4-1 against the spread in their last five NCAA tournament games. So this is a team that covers, and they cover within the tournament. I think they are red hot right now. I agree with you. I don't think the Mountain West gets enough credit, and I do think that Syracuse should not even be here. So
right.
I'm hoping not just from a sake of betting that that San Diego State wins and covers. I'm also hoping that they show the committee that they made a mistake in picking the Orange.
Get him with the trident, Brick.
Number two.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about the University of Illinois Fighting Illini in a 116 matchup against the Drexel Puff the Magic Dragons. And they're going to need all the firepower possible to hang with Illinois. I'm going to lay the chalk here. I think Illinois is going to run about the building, -22.5. Illinois, 7-2-9 ATS in its last nine contests. And the Illini, one of three teams, top 10 in the country, in offensive and defensive efficiency, the other two being Michigan and Gonzaga on the season. Bickerstaff and Butler, they've got a plus-size assignment in the name of one Kofi Coburn. Bickerstaff and Butler Drexel are listed at 6'8 and 6'9. Butler's the tallest player on this Drexel team at 6'9". Kofi Coburn, by the way, is 7 feet, 290 pounds. Good luck. That's all I could say. He's leading the nation in dunks, leading the nation in double-doubles. That is a matchup nightmare for this undersized Drexel team. Now, the Dragons can shoot it well. 37.2% from along the arc, 77.7% at the charity stripe. But turnovers have been a problem. You get Illinois in transition, and they will eat you alive with Ayo Dosunmu, who's one of the best closers, one of the best transition players and converters in college basketball. So the paint, the transition game, got to be skyrocketing for Illinois. I think they win by 30-plus. Fade or follow?
I will fade you on this
why?
One. But here's why. Here's actually why I will tell you. History tells me I'm staying away completely across the board from the 116 matchups. Oh, so I'm fading you for purposes of the pod, but I will tell you right now, Brad, feet to the fire. I know this happens with you and Fun Bun sometimes on the radio show. I'm making this pick only because you're forcing me to, because I'm actually
going to
put any dollars. Not because I'm putting any dollars on it. But if I had to, I'm going to fade it. And it's because if you look at the history over the course of the last 8-9 tournaments, the 116 matchups against the spread are basically 500. It's essentially half and half. Half the time the one seed covers, half the time the 16 seed covers. And as good as Illinois is, and you know that I've got them making it all the way to the championship game in my bracket, I think they're that good. But this opening match, I just don't like the idea of these huge double-digit spreads, especially Drexel can make their free throws. That is something they have a talent at. And if Illinois is up big, you know that they're going to sit those guys down, give them a break, get them ready for the next game on the schedule. And I think that 22.5 is too much.
Oh, Lundy, sipping on the old haterade here. Don't fade the Illini.
Number one.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about a game that has been really kind of a centerpiece of some of the headlines out there right now in college basketball. We got COVID issues. Can't dodge them. Can't get away from it. Make sure you get vaxxed. Keep wearing your mask to ensure that we get this entire NCAA tournament in, especially people that are inside the bubble in Indianapolis. Follow the protocols for the love of God. We need to have one shining moment this year. But Loyola Chicago, Georgia Tech, Moses Wright is out. He's the ACC Player of the Year. He's got COVID issues, supposedly, not officially, but he didn't travel with the team. There was rumors circulating that a Tier 1 member of the Georgia Tech team did test positive. They have not confirmed that Moses Wright has COVID, but guess what? He's not traveling. Put two and two together, and you can easily figure it out there, Scooby-Doo. But I think the under is going to reign supreme here because the line is ballooned now. Loyola's at -5.5. I'm not going to touch it. They still have Jose Alvarado. They still have DeVoe, very good backcourt, but losing Moses Wright is a catastrophic blow, going from him to a little-used Rodney Howard or Khalid Moore to fill that enormous gap is going to be problematic for this Tech team. Loyola's going to play at a tortoise pace. They are basset hounds, belly draggers. They don't really get up and down the floor. They don't really fly in transition. They like to play at that calculated, methodical pace. Number one in the country as well, the Ramblers in adjusted offensive efficiency, giving up to 0.867 points per possession. And you look at Tech, they do mix and match a little zone and man to try to confuse the opposition. But where they are vulnerable is along the three-point arc, number 307 on the season in three-point percentage D. That's great news for Williamson and Norris and Clemens, some of those sharpshooters for the Ramblers. But still, I don't think there's enough possessions here. I think it's going to be just a low-scoring affair and a grind in general. So give me the under on the minus one or on the 125 and a minus 110 juice in this contest. A fighting Cameron Crutwigs are going to win. I don't think they're going to cover, but the under, I think, is a safer wager here. Fade or follow.
Come on. What's the phrase that pays? Let's fade Brad. I'm going to fade you on this one as well. And this is I have absolutely nothing behind this, Brad, other than a TYG. I know that Loyola Chicago wants to slow it down. I do think they wind up winning the game. I thought they were going to win it before, even when Moses Wright was available to them. So I think that is in terms of who's going to win the game. But I think the 124 is too low. I think they're going to sneak just past that. I think it finishes in the upper 120s, not by a lot, but I do think they creep up closer to 130. So the fact that this number, depending upon where you're looking, is at 125, 124, it's right in that range. This is a TYG, trust your gut special. I just feel like this one's going to creep just barely over that number, so I'm going to fade you.
Going to be lucky to escape the 50s, I fear. I really do. It's going to be ugly. But that's how Loyola likes to play. That's the way they like to play. Before we get out of here, I got two futures that I like in this Midwest region that I fired off on. Obviously, Illinois to take the region at plus odds, plus 150. Yes, please. And the other one, San Diego State making the Sweet 16 at 2-1, plus 200. Again, I think they'll handle business against Syracuse, and I think they would match up really, really well with a West Virginia team that has been overly leaky, overly forgiving defensively this season. So with 2-1 odds for that 6-seed to advance and taste sweetness, I think that is very doable. Lundy, anything you like?
No, actually, those were the two I was going to go with. Illinois at plus odds to make it to the Final Four right now, to me, is easy money. As I mentioned earlier in the pod, and you know this, I've got Illinois in the championship game against Gonzaga. So to me, getting plus odds for them to make it that far, piece of cake. And I'm with you. I think the Mountain West, especially San Diego State on a 14-game winning streak, is getting disrespected right now. So I'll take the plus odds on them to make it out to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, amen. That club can play, man. I'm telling you, don't underestimate the Aztecs, especially given their defensive chops. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow me on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this program. It really helps us out tremendously. And check out FTM Betts' NCAA Tournament Scouting Guide. Full page breakdowns on all 68 teams, pluses, minuses, player to watch, overall team outlook, and it's only $7.95. So for you procrastinators out there, trying to crunch the numbers and make sure you come up with what you feel is going to be the perfect bracket, get an edge in your office pool and go to ftmbets.com/pricing, ftmbets.com/pricing to download your copy today. And as always, feed or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the Noise.